Q94, it's your Mound of Rock, and we've got lots of great rock and roll still to come, but you know, football, high school football is just around the corner, and we have yet another high school football coach with us as we head to Northern Howell County and visit with head coach of the Willow Springs Bears, Logan Swallum. How we doing?
Hey, pretty good, Gary. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, it's another year, and How did the off season this summer look for you and your Willow Springs Bears?
Hey, it was pretty busy, just like probably everybody else's. I thought it was a really good summer, pretty consistent numbers, especially early on. You know, you get to the latter part of the summer, some family vacations happen. But I thought overall we got a pretty good core nucleus of kids that were in and day out. We stayed pretty busy. Tried to push them pretty hard, so really proud of the way they went about themselves, you know, the things we asked them to do throughout the whole summer.
Well, yeah, it's so demanding with baseball and basketball and football. I mean, there's not a whole lot of time to just be a kid anymore, is there?
No, and that's kind of what you got to battle, you know. You know, we try to work around everybody. We share a lot of athletes. I know schools, you know, around this area, we're kind of all in the same boat. We share a lot of athletes, and we want everybody to, I mean, I know me personally, I want everybody to play as much as they can when they can do it.
Yeah.
So I'm all for, you know, being a multi-sport athlete. And like I said, finding those times of not just workouts, you know, but team activities, those types of things. It is a challenge, but I think we did a pretty good job of getting some work in, but also giving the kids some rest, and then obviously giving them an opportunity to go play their other sports too.
Well, yeah, and you know, I mean, you've been kind of young, and that pays off down the road as young players, you know, they're kind of, I'm not going to say forced into it, but they get that varsity experience, and now, you know, a year older, a year taller, a year bigger, a year stronger, you're faster, but the mind, you know, the knowledge that they've gained. And, you know, I'm from the outside looking in, but to me, that's kind of what you've got cooking there in Willow Springs. You got quite a bit of experience coming, don't you?
Yeah, you know, we graduated at not a very big senior class last year. You know, we'll miss those guys that were with us, but we did mix in a lot of young kids last year on Friday nights. They also, you know, a lot of them, they played six quarters a week. So they got Monday night time and they got Friday night time. So they have a lot of experience. You know, I would probably say we're young again, but it's, you know, like you stated, you know, another year older.
Yeah.
We're young, but a year older. You know, a sophomore group that's got a lot of numbers. We'll count on several of them for Friday night, Friday night competition. Mm-hmm. But we do have a good mix of, you know, some juniors and some seniors, I feel like, that can step into some positions that'll help us.
Well, and of course, you know, I see Jake out there on the golf course, and I think you and Jake make a good duo. I really do. I like the chemistry that you two have.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all of my assistants, you know, James Lee, Triton Henley now, he was a previous player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he played at Evangel, Casey Pitts, Triton's dad, Jason, you know, who's been a pillar in this program for a long time.
Yep.
And then obviously Jake, you know, I feel like we've got a really good coaching staff. We get along well. I feel like, you know, there's multiple, you know, we all play yin and yang off each other, I feel like, and we kind of all, you know, kind of work together real good. And, you know, I think the kids respond. We all kind of go about our different ways. We have our different strategies, but I think all of those, you know, if one's using one, you know, and it's not really working, the other one's jumping in and doing that. But yeah, you know, I love all those guys. I appreciate the heck out of them just because I know the time and the effort that it takes and what they do out, you know, away from their families. You know, I really respect and love them and appreciate them, and you know, I think our players do too. And you know, we have a really good group of coaches, really good group of young men. They're role models.
Well, week one, there's been a little bit of a switch up, change up. It was not, you know, it was just out of all your all's control. But your week one opponent was going to go to 8-man, I guess, football in 26, but decided to go ahead and just do it this year. And that kind of left you in a predicament. But you picked up Mountain View, Arkansas. What can you tell the fans and listeners out there about Mountain View, Arkansas football?
Yeah, nothing's better than 12 days from, you know, having a week one game and getting ripped out from under you. But, hey, we got very fortunate to pick up a team. It's about 95 miles from here, but it will be a home game for us. We're lucky. They were kind of in the same situation. Their week one opponent decided to do the same thing. But, yeah, Mountain View, I feel like watching them on film, you know, from last year or talking to their coach, it sounds like in a situation kind of like us. They've got a big sophomore class. They won some games last year. He claims, you know, the games they should have won. But a couple years ago, they were 8-man also. So they're kind of coming out of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, very fortunate to be able to pick them up. But like I said, I think school size, you know, enrollment size, you know, grades of players and those types of things, I think they're very, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
I know they have some good skill positions, and I feel like we do too. But, you know, very, very similar, I feel like. And, you know, obviously we'll have to execute, you know, to go out and put our best foot forward and be able to try to come away with a win in week one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's an exciting time, you know. I mean, because you got some young athletes that are, I mean, they're athletic. I mean, there's no, you know, they're going to be just fine. It just, it's like everybody. It's like every team. We got to avoid that injury bug, and things should be okay.
Yeah, yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. You know, if we can stay healthy, you know, we'll be just fine. Like I said, we'll play a lot of sophomores up, you know, on Friday nights with those juniors and seniors. And we'll try to mix them in. You know, in my book, you know, everybody below, you know, your senior year, you're available for JV nights,
yeah.
Just because, you know, that's another opportunity to go compete and you know, not to leave, you know, really young kids out to dry, you know, in certain situations. So, you know, but yeah, the injury bug, we got to stay away from it. Our numbers are good, but yeah, that's a thing that every team fights, and you hope it never happens to any one of your kids or any other kids of any other teams, just because you don't want them to have to miss any time. But so yeah, we'll hope to stay healthy and get it going.
Well, you got the Jamboree Friday night at Mountain Grove. And, you know, everybody knows. I mean, anybody thinks it's any different, I don't know what to tell them. Nothing is going to go down at a Jamboree other than just hitting somebody different. I think, again, it's the line of scrimmage. If you want to watch competition, if you want to see action, don't worry about who's running the ball, throwing the ball, catching the ball, because, watch that line of scrimmage. That's where the timing, I think, is most needed. Is that close to being true?
Yeah, I would say you hit the nail on the head again. You know, I mean, we've got probably three sophomores up front right now, so that'll be a good opportunity for them to, you know, go against a few. You know, all those teams that we've all went to different contact camps throughout the summer, but it is a little bit different, especially, you know, going to a Jamboree with the three good teams that are there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll try to get everybody some reps. That's most important. You know, going through a pregame routine, you know, trying to be disciplined in those things. And then, you know, like you said, coming off and, you know, firing off the ball and trying to hit somebody, you know, at the level that you need to do it at to be successful, that'll be a good tell on Friday.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And it's here. And, you know, we wish everybody the best of luck. And, of course, you've got another special event coming up. 100 years of Willow Springs Bear football. That's pretty cool. And you're going to be honoring, you know, former players and coaches by decade. That's going to be a very special night, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, not many schools can say they've had it this long. They might end up one day. But, yeah, 100 years of having football in a town this size is pretty impressive. Yeah, we'll celebrate it all year, but the main week will be week three here at home. You know, we're looking forward, you know, to getting the guys that were in the program previously. You know, we had our fundraiser dinner the other night, and I talked to some guys that played back in the 60s that they were out there. So it was kind of cool to hear those stories, and we're going to be, you know, looking forward to having those guys week three and coming around and hanging out with us. But like I said, we'll celebrate it throughout the whole year. It's a big milestone, and It's pretty cool for this community.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great time. Everybody, head coach, the Willow Springs Bears, Logan Swallum. Coach Swallum, thank you so much for taking the time out to visit with us, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate you having me.